Welcome to the EQ Fit Podcast. Our mission is to equip people to prosper in every aspect of their life. Whether you're at home or in the workplace, we explore practical ways of improving success, satisfaction, finding balance, and building enjoyable and beneficial relationships. Thank you for joining us. Welcome back. I want to continue our focus on emotional intelligence and sales as I've just released my book on Amazon, Unlocking Sales Success with EQ. Right now, I want to focus on turning from tactics to trust and using EQ skills or emotional intelligence skills that transform the sales conversation. Over the years, I've learned the most effective selling happens when you have authentic conversations with people and all of the elements that go into that. The difference between merely executing tactics and genuinely building trust can dramatically impact your outcomes. Emotional intelligence provides a roadmap for transforming routine conversations into meaningful and valuable connections. Let's explore how the five core competencies of emotional intelligence, self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills can reshape each phase of our sales dialogue. It's a dialogue, it's a conversation. Notice dialogue, not monologue. Let me start, though, with a story, and this is very recent. So I want to share with you what I'm noticing. I'm on several subreddits on Reddit, and basically it's areas of focus. So people create these subreddits that are focused on a specific topic or area of interest, like leadership or sales, and people just have conversations. They ask questions, they talk about things. And so I'm on several of these: sales, leadership, emotional intelligence. Lately, I've noticed a common theme on the sales subreddit. And that common theme is frustration, which is nothing new to sales, right? We all get frustrated and we're all in sales of some sort, whether we're a leader or a salesperson or a fundraiser or just trying to get our kids to do what we'd like them to do. So the main focus of this frustration that I'm seeing is, how do I get in front of more people that I don't know? I think it's an excellent question. It's always been a challenge in sales. And the problem is, it depends on where you start as far as the answer to that question. Because what I'm seeing is there are a lot of new roadblocks to getting in front of people and having those sales meetings and sales conversations with them in today's world. AI and technology have increased the ability for buyers to get deep insight and information on their own. The primary role of a salesperson used to be in providing that information and insight. With that gone, many salespeople are struggling to find their sales identity. This has created greater negative self-talk and a lot of confusion. What is needed is change, significant change. But change is difficult and it's uncertain. What needs to change? How to make the changes? These are important questions to explore and to answer, and they will be somewhat different for each individual. In my new book, Unlocking Sales Success with EQ, I dive into these questions and provide real answers for real-world situations. What if getting more sales meetings was not about tactics, but more about understanding buyers' emotional drivers? Research tells us that at least 70% of the buying decision is driven by emotions. And that information comes out of Gallup surveys. It comes out of the Harvard Business Review. The interesting thing about the frustration that people are experiencing the answer actually begins inside of themselves. The majority of comments I see about this issue have indicators that people have either given up or they place self-limiting roadblocks in their way. One recent comment I responded to went something like this. There are tons of books out there. No one addresses the problem. How do I get in front of people? How do I get meetings with those people? What do you see in this comment? For me, I can appreciate and empathize with the frustration. What concerns me is the self-limiting behavior and the non-productive mindset. There is no magic bullet tactic that guarantees more sales meetings. It simply doesn't exist. But there is a better way to connect with people and to engage them. Here's a quick look at what I call the EQ Fit Smart Selling approach. Start by developing a productive, agile, and resilient mindset. This is a direct outcome of enhancing emotional intelligence skills. Commit to a growth mindset. Learning is a competitive advantage. Explore and understand the challenges, the issues, and emotional drivers of the buyer. Make them the most important person in every interaction. I don't care if it's a voicemail or an email. Let's find a way to personalize those. Notice I don't say customize. Personalize. There's a human being on the other end of the line there. Let's think of them as a human being, not a target. Look at every connection as either starting or continuing a conversation. Conversations are non-threatening, and they move the sales process further faster. Practice curiosity. There are multiple layers of connection where you can build stronger connection and trust. And there's much more on this in my book. Top salespeople focus less on how to sell and more on being the salesperson that brings value and that brings solutions. And consistently reflect on what is working and then make modifications when it's needed. That's how you get better at doing these things. Now let's dive into actually putting this into practice and exploring how emotional intelligence competencies actually can apply in the sales arena. We're going to take a high-level look here. There are many ways that each competency accelerates sales success. We're going to touch on a few of those today. Opening the conversation, which is leveraging self-awareness. Self-awareness is foundational to emotional intelligence, and it helps salespeople recognize their own emotional state and biases before engaging with a prospect or a client. By understanding your emotions, your strengths, your limitations, you can approach the initial interaction authentically and confidently. Emotions are contagious. What you bring into that meeting is going to get passed along. Practical application. Perform a quick emotional check-in with yourself. Are you nervous? Are you confident? Are you anxious? Are you excited? Adjust your mindset to ensure openness and curiosity rather than pressure or urgency. This self-awareness sets the stage for genuine, transparent conversations, helping the buyer feel comfortable and establishing immediate rapport. So let's move on to self-regulation. Self-regulation allows you to manage emotional responses effectively, particularly during the crucial value presentation phase. Sales conversations often trigger stress, excitement, or anxiety. Self-regulation helps maintain composure, clarity, and adaptability. How can we apply that then? Pause before responding to challenging questions or to objections. And then maintain steady breathing and composed body language so that you convey confidence. Practice active listening and thoughtful response strategies to avoid emotional overreactions. Demonstrating emotional steadiness enhances credibility and trust, reassuring your prospects that their interests are genuinely important and understood. Next, let's navigate objections by harnessing motivation, particularly intrinsic motivation, is key during objection handling. Highly motivated salespeople are resilient. They view objections as opportunities rather than setbacks. How can we apply this? View objections as chances to clarify misunderstandings or provide additional value. Stay focused on the overarching goal of delivering genuine solutions rather than just closing deals. Maintain enthusiasm and optimism, showing buyers your sincere commitment to their needs. This motivated approach transforms potential friction into collaborative problem solving. That fosters deep trust with the prospect. How do we build buyer confidence? We employ empathy, another competency of emotional intelligence. Empathy is central to building meaningful connections during the sales process. It involves deeply understanding and genuinely acknowledging the buyer's emotions and perspectives. I can't stress how important that is. If you don't practice anything else, practice self-awareness and practice empathy, and that will enhance your sales success, just those two alone. Now, all of the others will add to that. How do we put empathy into practice? Use reflective listening to validate buyer concerns and their emotional drivers. Ask empathetic questions to uncover deeper needs and fears. Demonstrate genuine concern and understanding, making buyers feel truly seen, heard, and valued. Empathy bridges emotional gaps, paving the way for a cooperative dialogue and long-lasting relationships. And isn't that what we want? I don't necessarily consider a salesperson successful until they've made the second sale to the same individual. Now, maybe that's a harsh measure, but I don't think so. It shows that they can build that long-term relationship. Okay, the last major competency of emotional intelligence is social skills. We want to close with integrity, which is mastering social skills. Social skills are critical for effective closure, turning positive interactions into successful outcomes. So many salespeople that I've worked with over the years started as friend makers, not necessarily salespeople. Statistics say that 85% of salespeople will never reach their full potential. They will never truly be fully successful. And that's a sad statistic, but it's so true because they have a real struggle transitioning into that business purpose for developing the relationship. I think that's where relationship selling got a bad name. And I don't think it's deserved, because if you do relationship selling, you do it with a business purpose in mind that is mutually beneficial as things move forward, literally partnering in the success of your clients. So these social skills are critical in doing that. They involve clear communication, negotiation proficiency, and the ability to foster collaboration. How do we practice this? clearly summarize agreed-upon solutions, reinforcing mutual understanding. Communicate transparently about next steps, reducing uncertainty. Engage in assertive yet respectful negotiation to finalize terms effectively. And that is really closing with integrity, because that is how we partner with somebody for everybody's success. Strong social skills solidify the relationship. They ensure the buyer leaves the interaction feeling empowered and feeling confident in their decision. As always, I like to close out these episodes with some really practical solutions that we can put in play immediately. Cultivating the EQ fit mindset. I think this is so important, from inner readiness to outer results. The five emotional intelligence competencies: self-awareness, self-regulation, motivation, empathy, and social skills are not just tools for navigating conversations. Together, they form the backbone of a powerful internal framework, which is what I call the EQ fit mindset. So EQ, standing for emotional quotient or emotional intelligence, and FIT, standing for fitness. That is a critical mindset that has got to be in place if you're going to reach your maximum sales success. This mindset empowers sales professionals to show up with confidence, adaptability, and authenticity, ready to engage buyers not as transactions, but as people. Let's explore some core applications of this mindset. The first one: create a successful mindset that empowers sales success. A successful sales mindset starts from within. Before you ever make a call or meet a prospect, your internal landscape determines how you're going to think, feel, and behave. The EQ fit mindset is about preparation of the self, creating emotional clarity, resilience, and purpose so that you operate from strength rather than from stress. Here's how each EQ skill contributes to this EQ fit mindset. Self-awareness helps you tune into your emotional state and align your actions with your core values and strengths. Self-regulation enables you to manage nerves, redirect unproductive emotions, and remain calm under pressure. Motivation provides the internal drive to pursue long-term goals with consistency, even in the face of rejection or setbacks. Empathy helps you anticipate the emotional needs of buyers and adjust your approach with care and respect. Social skills give you the ability to navigate relationships, read cues, and influence outcomes with grace. Developing this mindset doesn't happen by accident. It requires daily practices like emotional check-ins, reflection, goal reinforcement, and skill building. But once internalized, it becomes the silent engine of sales success. Here's the second part of this: bringing that mindset into the sales arena to effectively engage buyers. Sales is a high-emotion, high-impact human endeavor. Buyers aren't just evaluating your product, they're evaluating you. When you bring the EQ fit mindset into the sales conversation, you transform from a seller trying to win a deal into a trusted advisor focused on solving a real problem. What does that look like in action? You open conversations with calm presence and with curiosity, making buyers feel seen and to feel safe. You present value with clarity and with control, staying focused even when things get challenging. You handle objections not as threats, but as opportunities to go deeper and uncover real concerns. You demonstrate empathy to build emotional alignment, showing you're invested in their success, not just the sale. You close with integrity, offering solutions that reflect mutual understanding and respect. This is where trust is built, not with scripted tactics, but with real emotional intelligence in real time. Buyers feel it. And in today's sales environment, where authenticity and value are the new currency, that's what closes deals and builds long-term loyalty. Together, these two applications, cultivating the mindset and then deploying it effectively in sales conversations, they create a powerful flywheel for success. The more emotionally intelligent you become, the more you grow in trust building, adaptability, and performance. And the more you practice engaging buyers this way, the more your mindset is reinforced. It's not about having all the answers. It's about showing up prepared to connect, to serve, and to lead the conversation with emotional agility and with purpose. Thank you for joining us for this episode. If you have any questions about this week's episode, or maybe a suggestion for future episodes you'd like us to explore, please contact us through our website at eqfit.org. For more information and inspiration, connect with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube at eqfit.org.